It is the post-match show from the Glenbrook after Liverpool have won another Merseyside derby at Anfield. Another game this season. It is 5 wins out of 5. Davey's trying to distract me while I'm doing my big intro. I won't have it. I'm too happy. I've got Johnny Milburn. I've got Sir Damien Kamara. And I've got Neil Docking in. They just keep winning by hook or by crook.
They really do. Cavs, just show me a picture of that poster, that banner, saying dog lifting since 1995. And I'm very much on board with that. It was mad, that first half. It didn't even feel like a derby. It was a cakewalk in the first half. You could see every inch of the golfing class between the two sides. I was shocked, really. They just weren't at it at all, Everton. And I thought the Reds were great. Absolutely just steamrolled them, cruised into a lead. And then the second half becomes a derby. Second half, Everton were much better, pressed better, moved the ball better. We had to fight, we had to dig in. And for the first time this season, we had to really dig in, hold on to a lead and get one over the line. And all that matters in a derby is winning. All that matters is those 3 points. Because it's the only game of the season where we kick off at Anfield and we're losing from the start. Because at 0-0, we're losing to Everton. But we get the first goal, we get the second, they claw their way back into it, and then we're just too good for them, and we see it out, and we've got 15 points from 15, and the rest of this Saturday looks pretty damn good to me.
Damien, you've seen them win derbies.
Oh, yes.
5-0, you've seen them win derbies. 1-0 with the ball bouncing on the bar, yeah, and Luigi nodded it in. You get the same points for each one, and that's free.
And you get the same absolute pleasure. I wish I was in school on Monday. Fucking hell. I mean, I've got a lot of respect for Everton, as anyone would know, but no game gives me greater pleasure than this, you know, for all the right reasons. And Liverpool were fantastic in the first half. Neil just said there the golfing class was apparent. I mean, there's been a lot of publicity about what time Liverpool's decisive goals scored in the game, but it was scored after 29 fucking minutes today. Liverpool were that good in the first half. And if you're good enough to be 2-0 up at half time, you're good enough to be 4-0 up at full time, and I was a bit disappointed. I think the distribution from the goalkeeper amongst the back four wasn't on point in the first half, and Everton picked up on it and made it a bit more awkward. They were a bit more combative. Fair play to them for turning up for the match in the second half. But in the end, it wasn't like we were hanging on or anything like that. The right team won the game. It's not often, and we talked to Andy just before we started, it's not often you come out of a derby and you've got a cob on when you've won. So I think we could get too bogged down in the way the second half went. Liverpool are showing extreme flashes in all the games that they've played this season, that when they click and when it works, they're unplayable. They haven't managed to do it across 60-70 minutes in any games, but all the signs are there. There were some good individual performances by the players digging in and doing what they needed to do. The job's been done, the minutes are being shared around, the irrepressible Reds are unbeaten. In fact, they keep winning and they're top of the league. We're the best team in Europe at the moment.